Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I lost this listing recently because I presented myself and I gave them a copy of my books and I gave them a binder and I showed them my buyer real estate acquisition formula, luxury home sale system. And he was very analytical. He was asking me like question after question after question, and I kept answering his questions. And we are an hour appointment or 20-minute appointment became 3 hours. It was just me answering a bunch of his questions. And at the end, he was like, near the end, he was like, wow, Gary, you're an outstanding realtor. Like, out of all the realtors I met, you're probably the best. And then we talked about price, how much I charge. So then I told him how much I charge, and he was shocked. He was like, wasn't expecting. He was like, well, our previous realtor is charging this much. And then like he wanted me to charge what his previous realtor charged. But I'm like, no, but I add all this stuff and I pay for all this stuff. I pay for your staging and everything. Whereas the previous realtor didn't, you know? And I said to him, you get what you pay for. But it seems like he wanted my stuff, but he wanted to pay. It's similar to what Harmel said. Like, you can't buy a Rolls Royce for the price of a Mercedes, right? And it was funny because at the end, we stayed in touch. But he said, "Oh, he had to talk to his wife." And I said, well, "You know what? What would your wife think?" He said, "Oh, it's too expensive." Like, but you see the values? Yes, I see the value. But it seemed like the property was under his name, but it seemed like his wife was the key decision maker. I'm like, well, why? I didn't say this, but I was like thinking to myself, why isn't the wife here? Right? So I said to him, like, I think it would be good for us to meet with the wife. But I think he had other plans. He wanted to make a decision and he chose another realtor. She's very famous realtor, but has like a giant team, I think like 20 realtors or 30 realtors under her. And they listed the property right away, and I looked at the marketing, I was like, okay, I see, it's very basic. And I guess that's what they want. Yeah, some sellers, they see the outstanding value, or maybe they just say it, but maybe they don't want it. It's like they see Chanel, or they see Mercedes-Benz, but they end up, yeah, I'm okay with Toyota Corolla, or I'm okay with just jeans from Walmart or something like that. So yeah, it was interesting. They want above and beyond, but they don't want to pay for it. So that was interesting. So we had that conversation. I lost that listing and I wish them all the best. He's like, well, you know, yeah, we'll probably do a deal in the future. I'm like, maybe, you know, when you sell your home, you want to buy another one, I can always help you buy. And that's it, you know? So for me, like, I gave him my binder and like my information and free information, spent 3 hours with him, gave him two, like, copy of my Chinese book and English book. Great for him, but I guess he didn't do a lot of research on me. He just expected me to like pitch him, but I wasn't there to pitch. I was just there to answer his questions and try to educate him on what the market's doing and how to price his property correctly. But like, some people, they don't care about the long-term relationship. They don't care that I can add value and help them build wealth and stuff. They don't think long-term. They just think short-term. I want a good price now at the expense of the future. And that's just like not me. I when I work with clients, I want to, like, I'm not in it for a one-night stand. I wanna serve them long term, not just get the deal done and like see you later. But some clients, I think they want that. They just want the immediate gratification. And they're like, who cares about long term? Like, give me my cake now. They don't think long term. They don't think about what it's like if I did work with Gary and I was able to leverage his connections and all that. They just care about that 30% discount or the 50% discount, or maybe the realtor who offers kickbacks or whatever. They just care about that. Well, there's no one size fits all. There's no one realtor that fits all. Some clients will choose that realtor because that's what they want.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.